Hey, what's up, listeners, and welcome to the Maria and Josh Cribbs podcast. I am your host, Maria Cribbs, along with my husband, Joshua Cribbs. Josh, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, and I'm loving your energy.
Oh, I appreciate yeah. That. Well, I had a bang energy drink, so I should be pretty pumped up for this conversation, so please.
I don't know what we're talking about, so you got to let me know.
I haven't got to what we're talking about yet. I'm talking about the energy drink that I had that's going to have me pumped up. And I'm just asking the listeners to just please try to keep up because I'm on one today.
Why you're talking 100 miles per hour?
I'm on one this fine and sunny day. Yes, I am.
So. All right, so let's bring it down. Let's take a deep breath. Yeah, take that deep breath for us. There you go.
Speaking of energy drinks, I don't know why I drink them because I'm already pretty high sprung.
Crash.
Is it high sprung or high strung?
High strung.
I'm already pretty high strung. So.
But you're high sprung.
Oh, no. Bang energy drink.
I don't really
guarantees
like it.
You will not
is
crash.
That who our sponsor is?
No. Oh, and we probably will have sponsors one day. I'm going ahead and speaking into existence. We're gonna have sponsors, honey. We're gonna have brought to you in part by Bang Energy Drink. Could you just imagine? But that's wishful thinking. But anyway, today is a beautiful sunny day outside here in Cleveland where we do our podcast live. And the topic that I have on the table today for our listeners and my husband, he doesn't know what it is.
Feeling like it's about to be a doozy.
Yeah, it's going to be a doozy because he has absolutely no idea what I want to discuss today. But I was having a conversation with my girlfriends and we had an interesting topic about significant others. Like when you're dating someone or married to someone, is it okay to have a best friend of the opposite sex?
Oh, this is an easy one for me. I ain't really upset about talking about this at all.
You're not? Okay. Because I just like, okay.
Yeah.
I know you kind of shy away from conversations like this with me.
I can converse with all day because I don't have an issue with it. Okay, definitely. Well, my stance is I'm not okay with the whole this is my sister, you know, talking with guys. And, you know, I put myself in that category.
What do you mean this is my sister?
I have a problem with people saying, oh, this is my sister, but we used to date, you know, or we had sexual relations of any kind.
But we're just
of
cool
any
now.
Kind. And but this is my sister. We're cool. We're buddy buddy now. I have a problem with that on both ends. You know, I would never, you know, do that to you. I would never, you know, say, yeah, this is my my best friend and we were intimate at one time. Like that just doesn't fly with me.
So you feel like once you're intimate with someone, they can no longer be best friend or okay.
No, I mean, you know, in a relationship, say it's me and you. If I was intimate with someone and then they came back into my life, you know, they're not my best friend if they just came back into my life. But if, you know, we were friends from then and on for years and then, you know, we were able to be in a place where we were friends truly. Mm-hmm. And then I married you and then I let you know the situation. You know, it's still appropriate for me to push back from that friendship because we were intimate. We crossed that line. And yes, we can still be friends, mm-hmm. but we wouldn't be best friends because really your best friend's supposed to be your spouse. So in my instance, I do have a, and I'm throwing up the air quotation marks, best friend, but more like a sister, you know, who's a best friend of the opposite sex. But we were at no point intimate or in a relationship. And I think guys that do that and, you know, have a sister or best friend that they were in a relationship or intimate with, you know, give guys like myself that have that, you know, a bad rep because I don't feel comfortable even telling other people, you know, that I have a, you know, female best friend or female sister because
that
that's immediately
like now that well, I hear
that
you say best
immediately
friend.
That's what it goes to.
Like, are we really 30 years old talking about best friends?
No, hear what I'm saying.
I hear you.
It immediately when I tell somebody that, it immediately goes to, oh, they probably were intimate and that, you know, so I shy
it
away
does?
From even saying, yeah, because so many men or women, you know, they were intimate with their so-called, oh, this is my sister or this is my best friend. So I feel funny saying that because she's truly like a sister to me. No, never intimate, nothing. And, you know, she was there, you know, spends the night with us. And you knew her before we, you know, were married and I introduced you to her and been here at our house. And, you know, it's just that like brother sister relationship. Like we clown each other and it's not a thing. It's, you know what I mean? It's like a sister.
I don't know why you was,
genuinely
why
for
you
me.
Were, my ADD kind of kicked in when you were saying, you kept saying best friend. I was like, don't know what I ever do without you.
You always
remember Brandy best friend. I used to love that song.
You answer a lot of things with songs, which is very unique about you. I love that though.
Anybody knows me knows I am a human jukebox.
I love that about
you
though.
Say a song, I can sing it.
Yeah, you really do that too, like on the road and stuff. We play that game.
I just bust out a song because that's just the way my mind works. But as I don't know if you noticed, listeners, I allowed him to talk, which I never do.
Oh my gosh, you would never. Right, and you would never say. You would never let me say I allow you to do anything.
You're right.
So it's funny that you said
that. It don't work. It worked on you, but it don't work on me. You can't allow me to do nothing. I'm a strong woman.
Continue, because you just made it seem like
I was a weak
man.
Okay, so listeners, y'all notice. Okay, listen, I'm going to bring it out a little bit.
Go ahead. Bring it
down all the way
down.
Okay, so y'all notice that I allowed him to do all that talking.
You allowed me to do all that talking.
He did express what he feels about having a female best friend. And just, you know, da, da, da. But I did it for a reason.
Best friend, though.
I did it for a reason.
It's not really a best friend.
It was
not really a best friend.
So now y'all hear his spiel on him having a best friend, right?
It's not really my best friend. She's like my
sister. But dang, I allowed you to talk and now you all up in my airtime.
Well, because
they want to hear me. They come here to listen to me too. This is the Josh and Maria crib show, okay?
Go
all
ahead.
Right, so
go
I was letting him talk because it was really a setup. I was going to trap him. So now he's trapped. So you hear from him that he is married. He's been married to me for 15 years.
Right.
And he says he has a female best friend that he feels weirded out by calling her a best friend when he
Or sister. Now.
Okay, when he tells people that, he's like, okay, this does sound kind of weird. Now, go back 20-year-old Josh wouldn't even be, I mean, I got a best friend, whatever. So this conversation came from me talking to my close friend. I'm not going to, you know, put her business out there. I wish we could have it to where we could have people call in because
we can.
Because I got at her, y'all.
Real quickly.
I'm a married woman. I have a husband. She is friends with a married man. And then I had said something like, oh, well, you know, talking about his wife. Oh, I don't know his wife. What?
Oh, see, that's.
What?
Yeah.
So then I said, well, you don't know his wife, then you're not his friend.
Right.
Yes. No, we're friends. Like, she's like, I don't think that he, I mean.
Well, I disagree with that situation.
His wife has to know every one of his friends.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, damn right.
Right. Let so me try to have a best friend that you don't know.
You damn right.
Of the opposite sex.
Yeah. So me and her were going back and forth. She just didn't agree. So, I mean, I just feel like that's insecure. I said, no, it's not that it's insecure. I don't think that his wife is insecure or that you're being insecure by needing to know who we're calling friends. But when you're married, it's like we need to have mutual friends. Everybody needs to know each other. So I feel like he's personally keeping you at a distance from his wife for a reason.
Maybe
he's going to go in for the kill and try to holler at you.
Oh, don't be out nobody now.
Yeah, I'm just I'm not going to say any names, but I'm just me and my friend. And it's weird because me and my friend, we normally usually think alike. It's weird. Like, so when she said that and I was like, well, what is his wife? Where is she at? Or why didn't she come? It's like, oh, I don't know his wife. I've never met her. That was a problem to me. So that led me to the conversation that we're having here today because it just threw me for a loop that she thought it was appropriate married man.
She thought it was cool.
And her are friends and she does not know his wife. So
now that's not appropriate.
Okay,
so I can't come out the blue with somebody who's apparently been my best friend or sister for years and you've never heard of him. If I do that, you know, we're gonna be fighting.
And I know I'm gonna come back to this podcast in about a year or so. I bet you he gonna try to holler at her. I bet you, but I can't confirm any of that right now.
At your friend?
He's gonna try to holler. You know how guys are. Like, there's no reason for her to not have been, for her to not have been introduced to his wife. If we friends, right? If we're friends, whether it's coworkers or whatever, bowling buddies, whatever they are, why don't I know your wife? I don't know your wife for a reason because you're going to try to holler at me first and foremost. You're just trying to fish me out to see what's going on. But second of all, I forgot what the hell I was about to say. But I know. But what bothers me is when you're married.
Well, take it back to
when you're married. We not about to be. I can understand if y'all were friends before the relationship. That's one thing. But you're not about to just be gaining no new friends while we're married. Like, do you not? This ain't your new best friend. No, it's gonna be mutual friends. We're gonna have couples that we hang with. That's how I feel about the situation. It's nothing that you're insecure. But when I look at you, Josh, and your best friend,
it's being appropriate.
The you having a best friend. And I would just want to say this. Do I have any male best friends?
No, not that well, you do, actually, but, you know, when we first got together.
Oh, Gavin?
Yes.
He's gay. He doesn't like women anyway, so it wouldn't be an issue. So That I don't have any male best friends. He has a female best friend. When okay. I was younger, I would say I didn't care. Like, oh, well, he got a female best friend. I just like, okay, maybe I a little bit or whatever. But now that I'm a little older, I'm like, if y'all so cool, why the hell y'all ain't married? That's how I start getting with it. Like, I understand you want to play the friend and the sister situation. If y'all so cool, why y'all not married? Are y'all just kicking, lacking and having all these conversations and phone calls? That's where your mind starts to go. And then I started thinking too. I was like, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
My husband is attractive.
Uh-huh.
He's successful. He makes a good living. He's a good person. He has a nice personality.
Thank you.
Why wouldn't
you gave me the chills?
You are a catch.
I am.
You are. I mean, to any female, not just your best friend, any female out there, you are a catch. So then my mind starts to go. Why would she not like you? You got every attribute, or you know, that a significant other that you would look for in a man.
Right.
Who put who in friend zone? Either you don't find her attractive, or she don't find you attractive. That's where my mind goes. So now that I'm of a particular age, no, I do not agree with your spouse, especially if you're married. I do not agree with your spouse having a best friend of the opposite sex. Yeah, I don't. Well, I don't agree with it. Nope.
Well, my response to that would be, you know, just like, you know, any other friendship, you know, we didn't just start having a friendship. It just didn't come just right now. Like, we've been friends before we were married, before you and I were married. And you got to see, you know, we were friends since we were children. And she actually was the best friend of a childhood sweetheart, per se, like puppy love type stuff. And then that grew from, you know, because she had dated some of my friends and it grew like that. And then she went to my elementary school, from elementary to high school, and so forth and so. And we kept in touch, and it was friends like that. So it grew properly. And I know how you say, oh, attractive like that and this and
that. I don't feel
like
men and women can hang around each other.
Friend zone.
And not be attractive. Like, I had some male friends that have been in my life, and if I try to throw it at them, they would take it. I'm a beautiful woman. I'm attractive. I'm smart. I'm intelligent. I'm witty. I'm charismatic.
I feel like if there she was to try no to reason, do that to me, it would
there would
it
be
would
no
ruin
reason.
A great friendship.
And that's what I'm saying. Somebody put somebody in friend zone. So even with my male friends, it's like, okay, I have a friend in particular that was a male. I was not attracted to.
Right.
I would probably put 90% on it. He was attracted to me, but I put him in that friend zone. But please believe, if I threw it at him, he would take it all day.
See,
so I don't think
we started the friendship in friend zone. We were dating other people. So, and it stayed like that. We never had to place each other in friend zone. We started in friend zone. Like, I dated her friend.
Josh,
she dated
my
friend.
I'm not attacking you. I'm just saying, I don't think men and women can coexist without some type of attraction. I'm sorry.
Well, and another,
I'm not
and
just
another,
dis- I'm not going
right,
at you
and
your relationship,
right?
Because you're a grown man. Even though you married to me, you do what you want to do. I do what I want to do. I'm just saying I don't agree with the whole.
No, I understand. Completely.
Okay, yeah, I'm not attacking you in your situation,
right? And I just was coming from a more, you know, personal view. Like, we started in friend zone, or however you want to say it, and it grew from there. And now it'd be really weird. And I really look at her like a sister, like more.
But does
like
she look at you?
Like, yes.
I
like,
think,
and it's
I don't
it's
know.
That way.
I
think that's, you know, it could be some insecurities, you know, that you may have. That's just a rising.
Why?
Well, because.
Boy, insecure ain't never been a
well,
word that came out of my book. You know, darn sure.
Well, if you feel that way
you
now.
You know, Dan, hold on, Josh.
You let her in
he's
our
so
house.
Shady.
You let
he's
her
so,
in our house.
Because I'm a very secure woman. I'm a very secure woman. I feel like not just with her, any female that my husband comes across. If, hey, I know I'm a good catch. I know I'm a good woman. If he was a slip up, do some dumb stuff, that's his part. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I'm very secure. You be around whoever you want to be. Everyone's human. I don't trust
well,
you.
As well as
I don't trust you
100%.
And I don't trust any other person 100%. Right. I don't put no trust in nobody like that but God. But I'm very secure. That's why I do. I'm okay with you. If you want to have a best friend, if you feel like you need to have a best friend outside of your wife, do that. Because I'm very secure. So it's not an insecurity that I have. I just feel like men and women cannot coexist without some type of physical attraction. And when you do have that best friend situation, I feel like someone has been friend zoned and don't even realize it. Either she friend zoned you or you friend zoned her, because that person may not be your type, or you might not be their type. If you guys really look at best friend situations when they have significant others, somebody has friend zoned someone. That's my opinion. That's what I'm saying.
What about on, you know, where are we coming from right now? So you believe that one of us friend zoned the one each other? Because I don't have a male best friend. I just try to explain to you that, you know, we started in friend zone. It wasn't that, you know, we weren't friends. The way we knew each other was through each other's boyfriend and girlfriends. That's how that arose.
You talking about some old kiddie stuff, man.
That's what I'm saying. It grew because we went to the same elementary. She actually told on me and got me in trouble in elementary. Like, this was something that started.
I'm talking about we all grown up now.
But it continued to start.
I got bills to pay. He makes a good living. He's handsome. He's attractive. He's successful.
Well, let me finish.
He has status and celebrity. You are a catch to any woman. So why would you not be a catch to someone you're calling a best friend? Have you, your mind can't wrap your mind around that?
Well, I understand what you're saying. I'm speaking genuinely. I'm speaking from my point of view that, you know, about my best friend, or, you know, I would say a sister, that it grew into, you know, the friendship that we have. It didn't just come about. We didn't place each other. It grew. And that's what, through each stage of maturity, through elementary, through middle school, and, you know, onward to high school and adults. She dated friends of mine throughout elementary, middle school, high school, my best friends, and guys who I really call friends and close with. And then
you're taking it so personal. I'm just saying couples in general. You
kind of went personal to me.
No, like, I'm just saying.
Oh, you know, now.
I think you feel like I'm attacking you, and I'm not. I'm just saying I don't agree with it, but you keep going back
I don't agree
the reason why you have a best friend, and that's fine.
Well, you really alluded to a situation. When you started off, you talked about a situation with you and your friend.
The conversation we were having,
yes. Wholeheartedly.
But men, y'all can sit there and say, like, I didn't go to elementary and middle and whatever high school with you all. Something could have transpired. Men do that all the time. They say, oh, this is my friend, this is my cousin. When really they did have an intimate relationship with that person. So
right.
Now you have
men
this person around hanging with your children, your spouse, your girlfriend, and your girlfriend or husband is totally oblivious to the fact that they did have a relationship years ago. They just playing off as brother and sister now.
Right,
and you
right.
can't, you don't know how to call that.
And
so
people do that. And I think it's up to the female and the male involved, both parties involved, to disclose that up front, as I did, you know, up front. Like, look, I have a friend, always been a friend, never gonna be nothing here, introduce y'all, let y'all talk, do blah blah blah, you know, because that's maturity to disclose everything. And then from there on, you make the decision on what you're comfortable with and what you will allow. And that's from both sides. From, you know, when I met you, you had friends, and you know, you introduced me, blah, blah, blah. We went, you know, and one thing, my best friend or my sister, however you want to call it, doesn't live in the same state I do as well. So, and that's a thing as well. You know, we don't live in the same area. So we, you know, talk every now and then. But I think it's definitely not appropriate in a lot of cases, especially when the spouse doesn't know about the best friend, or when it happens while they're married. Oh, this is my best friend. Yeah, we just, you know, been, you know, got connected, you know, a couple years ago, blah, blah. No, I think that's very inappropriate. Now, what I'm talking about is childhood type stuff that grew into, you know, maturity, and other people.
You keep justifying
to,
it. I'm saying sometimes it can grow into maturity, but somebody has friend zoned someone. That's what I believe.
Not my case. I just, you know, I got to keep
right.
Making
of course,
it
you're
me.
Not. You're always a special exception to the
well,
rules.
Well, thank you.
But
thank
yeah,
you.
So I do believe that. You know, no.
I think sometimes, a lot of times,
I think
I
men are always up
to
things. Men are always having hooking up on the brains. Any man I've ever, besides my friend who does not prefer the company of women, he prefers the company of men. Every male friend I've had, it's either a flirtatious nature, or I'd be looking like, if it was ever a moment of vulnerability or, they would act on it. Y'all know how y'all roll. Man, so that's why I just don't think men and women can be friends like that.
Vulnerability.
And especially if you have a significant other and you have friends that your significant other does not know about, you up to things. Come on.
Well, yes.
And if you are that woman or man who does not know your friend's significant other, you up to things too. You know something fishy when you don't know their partner. Come on. You're not friend. You can't call them a friend. If you don't know their significant other, and I'm really speaking of wife or husband, you don't call that. That's not your friend. No, if you're not a friend of the couples and they don't know nothing about you, if they know nothing about you, you are not their friend. Period.
I agree.
Period. Point blank.
Say you are not their friend.
I don't think so. No. So I'm glad we got to discuss that. Anything else you want to say about that? Because you were really, you were justifying a lot of, you know.
Well,
Did it shock you that I feel that way? I don't think I've ever really.
No, you never really. You never
expressed that to you.
Well, you have.
I just gave him the side eye, and I was like, okay.
No, you have. You never really gave me the side eye like that. You've always had your reservations, but I've always tried to do my best to put it to rest.
Do you think as I've gotten older, I've had reservations? At first, when we were 20, I'm like, oh, he has a best friend. Yeah, it's cool. Do you think as I've gotten older, I'll just be like,
Well, experience does that to you.
I'll be looking like, I'm your best friend. I'm your mama. I'm your best friend. I'm your cousin, your sister. I'm all of that. I'll take all those titles. Thank you.
That's why I told you, though. It does. You know, men, we give each other bad names. We give each other bad reps. And that's why I told you I do now in this era feel uncomfortable with even, you know, identifying her because of the stipulation placed on it. I think it would be gross, you know, if somebody thought that about me. That for me, it's like, you know, incest, because I truly feel like she's a sister.
But
so
she's
like,
ill. But she's not.
I realize that. But that's how I've known her. That's how long, that's the relationship that I have with her. So to me, it's like, ill. It's like, what? You know, but, you know, like you said, it's for men out there, it's not the case. So for some women out there, it's not the case. Mm-hmm. And women need to check that. Spouses need to check that.
In your case in particular, your friend is single, not married, doesn't have any kids. I think, too, when it's not balanced like that, even though married people cheat with other married people all the time, I think sometimes the person on the side who's the best friend, whether male or female, if they don't have their own situation going on, they really don't know the weirdness that they're causing by not lingering, but allowing it to happen. Sometimes they don't understand until they're married and then their husband's sitting on the phone with their so-called best friend when they should be, you know, having those conversations with them. It's like, you don't realize like, oh, wow, that's kind of weird that my husband is sitting on the phone, twiddling his toes, talking to another female,
well,
even though you want to call her play sister or play cousin.
Well, I don't.
It's weird. It's a weird feeling. But
yeah, it is.
You don't know that feeling because it's not done to you. Because I don't have a male best friend. So.
Well, right. Yeah.
But you know, some people only learn when it's done to them. So, you know, cheers to all the people out there who think they can be in a relationship and have best friends. Whatever works for you works for you.
Is it not working for us?
You have a best friend that you still married, right?
Right.
All right. And you have a best friend that's not your wife, right?
Right.
Okay. So, it's working. I tolerate it.
Well,
do I agree with it?
I feel like we don't talk on the phone. And I know you saying that, like, it's a difference with.
Who don't talk on the phone?
It's a difference.
Who doesn't talk on the phone?
Well, I'm going to say it if you give me an opportunity.
Oh, okay.
It's a difference if you're on the phone every day, every waking.
You used to be.
With that, you know, but like you said, we grow up, we get older, we get more mature, and we do things differently and more appropriately. So, you know, we don't talk on the phone every single day for long, extended period of time. So, you know, we probably talk like once or twice a week or, you know, more depending on the situation, and it's not inappropriate. And a lot of times when I do talk to her, she speaks. She asks me who's in the room and, oh, hey, tell her I said hey. And then you'll say hi. You'll probably talk to her. You used to talk to her a lot until I got jealous of y'all relationship. I'm like, hold up. Who friends are you? Who are your friends?
Right, because you ain't want her spilling the tea to me, honey. Because you know Maria, I'm the friend stealer.
Come on, man.
You know everybody so loves funny. Me. I am. But
you, people do gravitate towards you. But, you know, I definitely, going to your point, you know, it does become a time when it's inappropriate. And, you know, I think a lot of guys and girls give it the whole best friend of the opposite sex, you know, a bad rep because they are very inappropriate with the title.
So do you think that men and women can be friends, like, without any hidden agendas or any? So because why is it every man that I've ever
answered it.
For the most part, every man that I've ever been friends with has tried to holler at me.
Right. You got you know a lot of scumbag dudes, but then you lucked up with me. High five.
Ain't no high five.
No high five.
Ain't get no high five. Oh, okay. No.
I thought it was the high five moment.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I was just disgusted. I was disgusted at the fact
you
that my friend.
You said I'm a catch, and I feel good.
You a catch. So high five. High five. Yeah, yep. I was disgusted at the fact that my friend thought it was okay to have a friend, a male friend that was married and didn't know his wife. So that's where this conversation came from. We would love to hear your thoughts on the conversation.
Yes.
So leave us some comments on our social medias. I'm Mrs. Maria Crib 16 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can comment to Josh over his social media accounts. What are they, babe?
Josh Crib 16 IG, Josh Crib 16 Twitter. Holla at us.
We're going to keep the podcast coming. So make sure you subscribe, and we will catch you next time. Thank you for listening.